Shypedia. Welcome everyone to another episode of Shypedia Podcast. I'm your host, Marsha. In the studio with me, I have two guests. I have LaShawn Jackson, co-founder of the Circle Foundation. Also, Omar Moore. Welcome to the show, gentlemen.
He's also
a co-founder.
All right.
What's up? Welcome.
How you doing?
Thanks for having us.
Thank you.
Well, thank you for joining me. So what do we have going on right now with the Circle Foundation?
We have a lot going on, but the biggest thing we would like to talk about is we have our gala coming up.
Our 10th anniversary gala.
10 years in business, doing work in the field of education and social work. And we're really excited about that. The gala is coming up in March, March 17th.
Okay. All right. So before we get into to all of that, though, you guys are working together. How did you come together with this foundation?
Right. I met him on the side of the street one day.
Yeah, I tripped over him trying to.
We're actually college roommates since bachelor. Yeah. Freshman year of college. And one of the things we wanted to do since undergrad was start our own nonprofit. And as the years progressed, we've had the opportunity to do that. In 2009, we started the Circle Foundation, and that's our nonprofit. So it's kind of like a vision come true.
Okay. And what exactly made you start the foundation?
Well, I mean, back in college, we had no idea exactly what it would be. We just knew that we wanted to help our community, help the young people. So we were working for a company called Blue Gargoyle, and they had a charter school. That company was on the verge of shutting down. We had been there for several years as consultants working with them before. In the midst of doing that, we didn't want the, at that time, 250 students and 40 staff to be displaced and going to other schools. Mm-hmm. So LaShawn and I partnered with the contractors from the school, Youth Connection Charter School and Alternative Schools Network. And we were able to keep our business open. So that school closed on a Friday. We opened on a Monday. Students didn't know anything about it. It was a seamless integration for them. And so we finished the school year out that year, and then we started our innovations the following September.
You know, I love hearing stories about people giving back.
Yes.
And that's so important. You know, usually when you're starting out your foundation, of course, as with anything, it's not that easy.
Right.
Right.
Yeah.
So tell us about those first steps.
Well, we had the benefit of having a relationship with the funders already. So we were able to get the contracts going up front. A lot of companies like this or foundations, nonprofit organizations, don't get a chance to get started because they don't have the funding up front. We're very fortunate enough to have a relationship with the funders, so we had a chance to work the contracts, so I worked the particulars out, and kind of hit the ground running, which is very unique for a situation like ours.
Okay. How many years did this take?
It took us a year of planning to do it beforehand, and we've been doing it for the past 10 years, but we kind of saw some of the, it was during the financial crisis, so we saw some of the problems going on during that year. So we started the negotiations and talking with the founders, as well as Blue Gargoyle. They were aware we were doing this because they knew that they couldn't sustain themselves past a certain time. So it was kind of a mutual thing. It wasn't like we went behind their back or anything like that. They supported us in doing what we needed, got us information we needed. We worked with the founders to do that as well, for the funders, I'm sorry.
Okay. And you guys work with the Innovations High School.
Yes.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
So Innovations is one of our programs that we started. Big high school. We have about 400 students now. It's for second chance students. And the reason we went into this field is because both of us kind of had a background of coming from Chicago, being in a situation where we both needed second chances to some degree.
Yeah, tell me about yourself, LaShawn.
Yeah, so.
He was a criminal.
No, I was not a criminal.
No, that was me. I was bad.
But actually, we met up in college, and my freshman year, I ended up, getting all Fs, about to flunk out of school, and kind of turned my life back around and getting focused. And I realized that a lot of youth and young African-American males in particular coming from Chicago don't really have a bracket around them to kind of keep them focused. And so what we wanted to do was make sure we can open up organization to provide that kind of safety net, especially for students that are off track, because we tend to write young adolescents off when they kind of mess up nowadays, especially the older generation. We look at them like, oh, they're just trouble. This generation isn't going anywhere. And a big part of what we do is we want to show people the potential that our students and our youth have, especially the students. We want them to believe in themselves and their future.
Okay. So what are some of the steps that you guys take with the foundation to help those kids with the second chance?
Right. So one of the biggest things that we have to do is a lot of training of staff, because to work with this population, you have to, have thick skin, but you also have to have some kind of professional and clinical format in which you engage students. Mm-hmm. Right. So a lot of training is put into working with our staff to understand how to actually effectively work with this population. Then also for the students, of course, besides providing a strong academic foundation for them, we give them job training. We want them to know how to go into the workforce. And a big part of what Omar always says is our school is not just about academics, it's mm-hmm. about personal development. And so we do a lot of work around personally developing students to be prepared to go out and network and to talk with students, I mean, talk with other adults in the professional fields so that they can get jobs and be successful in college.
Okay. Yeah, we really try to work with the whole student, the person as a whole. I mean, every school is going to do math and science. We're no different with that. We're also working with their character development and helping them succeed in the world. Every student has a mentor. Our staffs are trained in trauma-informed care. So there's a lot more that goes into the wraparound service, if you will, for our student.
Oh, okay. Well, that's pretty good. You know, and what's even different about this is that I have two gentlemen sitting in front of me. Mm-hmm. And that's a huge deal because we need more men stepping into our communities and helping our youth.
Well, yes, we are men, and I appreciate that you called us gentlemen. I'll take that.
Okay.
Yeah, this is one of those things, especially in education. There are a lot of African-American males out there, mm-hmm. And, you know, they need to be actually in the forefront of kind of working with the students. A lot of our work is done on the business side, but many of our students, we make relationships with them, and they always come back and say, you know, Mr. Jackson, Mr. Moore, mm-hmm. thank you for being there for us. Wow. We learned so much from you. And I try to keep in touch with, like, a lot of my graduates are befriend me on Facebook, and they always come back and say, you know, you taught me about this and you taught me about that.
Because what's a story that sticks out for you?
Man, there's so many of them.
Yeah, I mean, it's really big that a lot of our students come back. We've actually had some students come back and mentor with us, volunteer for us. Some have come back and work with us. So there's so many stories. I wouldn't want to single out one because mm-hmm. there's so many great stories about what we've done with our students and how they've come back and show their appreciation. But it is important for young black males to see people like us doing it, because a lot of times they don't have that necessary positive role model. They want to see an athlete or actor or somebody in entertainment, and they think that's the only avenue for them. Mm-hmm. So it's good for them to see someone who they think is successful, but it's not in that realm. So someone yes. they can say is cool, but it's, you know, having a regular everyday job.
And also for the young ladies, too.
Yeah, absolutely.
Oh, for the young ladies as well.
Definitely. Mm-hmm. You know, a lot of young ladies, you know, don't have a lot of positive male role models yeah. in their life as right. well. That's kind of sticking to them on the guidance and mentoring side. So I just had a young lady hit me on Facebook. She kind of reshared one of my posts and was like, you know, this guy helped change my life. And I'm like, wow, you know, you don't know the impact you actually have until, you know, you hear them say it. I know we were close and I was actually helping her through a lot of things. But, you know, to hear them, like, she's a graduate from almost 8 years ago, mm-hmm. to come back and say, you know, thank you so much for helping me out. That's one of the big part of my payment for what we do.
Yeah, yeah, that's the thing. People don't realize that, yes, a boy needs a male role model or mm-hmm. father figure, mm-hmm. a father or a father figure, mm-hmm. but a girl just as much.
Yes.
Yes, yes. We just want to make sure that our students are having healthy adult relationships. Not saying mm-hmm. that they're not having that with their
right.
families at home, but we want to make sure that if it's happening at home, they're getting that much more with us. If it's not happening at home, they will at least have us to have it. But it's yeah. very important for them to have healthy adult relationships.
Mm-hmm. And with that, we kind of have a village concept. So although you see two African-American males sitting here before you, our staff get the same type of feedback to them as well, be mm-hmm. it women or men. And then we have more than the African-Americans that work with us.
Yeah, very diverse staff.
Very diverse yeah. staff. But we just want them to understand to have functional, positive relationships with adults and, you know, be there to support them. So it's good for us to do it, but it's also great that we can have a staff that are doing the same thing that we're doing when we're not around.
Okay.
Yeah.
And before we move forward, what are give me some examples of, you know, I know they help them with the schoolwork or mm-hmm. Just being a role model. What are some examples of the other things that they do?
So, you know, we can go all day with this,
I know,
but
yeah.
So one of the biggest things with our high school is that we want students to be involved in extracurricular activities because, mm-hmm. For what we found out is students that are involved in extracurricular activities, like 98% of them do well. They graduate and have,
you know,
high grades.
I thank you for that. Mm-hmm. Thank mm-hmm. you. I feel like that's one thing that has been taken out of the schools.
Yes.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
they don't realize what an effect that has on the children, mm-hmm. the extracurricular. We had that growing up.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. You know,
I mean, school can be boring when you don't have those things.
It can.
They
want
to just
yes.
learn and be told what to
this
do all day.
This is something to look forward to.
Right. We give them a chance to express themselves, to talk with their friends, and And look, like something to look forward to. So they really get more engaged when they have involved in clubs.
And being involved in these extracurricular activities gives them life skills.
Right. Mm-hmm. And not only does it give them that, it also builds a relationship with the staff and that student. So for our basketball team, they build a strong relationship with their coach. For our poetry team, they build a strong relationship with their coach. That they're learning other things regarding the personal development and social responsibility that you really can't get to in the classroom. Mm-hmm. And as we know right now, education is changing because when we went to school, you know, at least when I did, you know, it wasn't no internet. So now students can pretty much Google any answer that you give them to a test.
Yeah, we had to go to the good old book.
The encyclopedia is a lost art now. No one's looking at those anymore.
And that's funny. I was just doing a report with my son the other day, and I recall having a flashback like, oh my gosh, I need to go get an encyclopedia. Oh, wait a minute. There's the internet.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
Ask Alexa.
Alexa.
Alexa's running my whole house right now.
But, you know, along with that, since information is so available to the students, we have to give them things that they can't ask Alexa for, mm-hmm. which is relationship building, personal development. Yes. And that's a huge part of the type of school that we have. Because a lot of so-called alternative school or option schools, students just think they're going there just to get out of school. Mm-hmm. And unless you provide the experience for them, they're not even looking for that. They're just like, I just want to graduate. We have a lot of students that come in our building like, how many credits I need? I'm like, you don't even worry about credits. Mm-hmm. You need to worry about developing yourself so that you can do something when you leave here.
Yeah, our motto is higher standards, so we hold them to that regard across the board, not just with grades, but it's character development as well.
Right.
Okay, yeah. Higher standards.
Yes.
That's what it's about.
Yes.
All right.
We have t-shirts that say higher standards too, so
okay.
I'm going to bring you one.
Yeah, where is mine? It was supposed to be here by
now. At circlebound.org. We'll get you one.
We'll get you one.
Okay. Yeah. I'm going to hold you to that now.
Right.
Okay, so in the recent years, you partner with Matt Forte, mm-hmm. The former Chicago Bear. How has he supported the organization?
He gave a scholarship for a couple of years, so our student of the year. Okay. He's been very supportive in that regard. He's been a great guy. He's been very genuine. And he just wanted to do what he could to help out with the population we deal with. He had, like, football games, book bag drives. He's done a lot of things for our organization. And also, while we're bringing that up, I do want to mention that Joakim Noah was also involved doing that, too, during his time when he was in Chicago.
Okay, yeah. So it's just those two major
Those are the two major sports figures. We've had tons of people that have donated to us and supported us like that. So I don't want to say they were the only ones. There are countless of people who you may or may not know who have helped us out over the years. Scholarships, donations, things of that nature. So to everyone that's ever helped us out, thank you so much. We appreciate it.
Yes.
Yeah, thank you.
Yes. And again, Matt, you know, he was coming out of his foundation, mm-hmm. providing those scholarships. We really want to thank him for being around and helping us with that. You know, those students really benefited from those scholarships. And then also, you can't put a value on him just being around because his name alone brings more attention to the organization and for the students.
Yeah, he did a media campaign with us last year. Bring more attention to what we do, so we really appreciate everything he's done for us.
Okay.
Yeah.
And you have some other big names to list. For the gala this year, you had Ed Lover. He's hosting.
Yes.
Okay,
yes.
So tell us about that.
We have him coming on March 17th. He's going to be the host. So we're really happy to have him. He's big on the radio. He's also big. We're on TV Raps, and a lot of people appreciate what he's doing.
If you don't know Ed Lover, then.
No, the Ed Lover dance, at least.
Know.
So we're going to have a large group Ed Lover dance thing going for that. But he's going to be our host. We wanted someone like him that could bring that energy and help us celebrate our 10 years, because this is a big accomplishment for us.
He's a great addition to Chicago as well.
He is, yeah.
And, okay, so he's going to be hosting, and you have Miss Taylor of mine. I am familiar with her. She'll be singing, and Brandon Markell.
Yes.
Okay,
great.
Tell us more about the gala. When is it?
So it's March 17th, which is a Sunday.
Okay.
But it's from 5 to like 9. There'll be food. The food is great. It's at Alhambra Palace. We have it there every year. We've been having it there every year. And it's a night of celebration. We give community awards. We give awards to our staff. And then the award that Matt Forte supported last year was a Student of the Year award.
Okay.
So it's a very nice event, and we just hope that to bring people out and come support. And you can find us at circlefound.org or at circlefound.eventbrite.com to find out more about our gala.
Okay. Yes. And who are you honoring?
We're honoring several people.
Okay.
So the first honoree we have is going to be
Miss Sheila Brown.
Ms.
I know
Sheila
is
Brown.
One.
Yeah.
Marcus Klein from Freedom Home Academy. He owns his own
school.
Mm-hmm. And he's doing phenomenal
work. Very similar to
work.
What we do. He does with the younger students, though. So he's doing great work. We want to recognize him for all the things he's been doing in the community. He's been around for quite a while as well.
Okay.
Yeah.
And brothers Eric and Mickey Nance, owners of Lighthouse Restaurant and a bunch of other restaurants, they're doing phenomenal work in the community and in the business area. And we always like to highlight people that are doing work in the community and for the community.
Mm-hmm.
That's part of our mission at Circle Foundation, to give back and make sure we highlight those who are doing the same.
And this is a huge deal. So every year people need to be on the lookout for this. So if they want to attend the gala, they could go to your website, purchase tickets.
Mm-hmm.
But I've even seen on social media, like, you guys be hanging out with Chicago Bulls and stuff.
Last weekend we had
our pre-gala kickoff with the Chicago Bulls. And Denzel Valentine came out and spoke, Cliff Levingston. They opened a red carpet for us, so we appreciate that. And they're very supportive of us.
Yeah, and then we also
and then they won the game, which was even better.
Bobby Simmons come out.
That's only because you guys was there, right?
Well, they owed Boston.
That's what we were thinking. If we weren't there, they probably would have lost that game. I had to mention that Bobby Simmons also came out.
Yes,
owner of Success. He used to be an NBA player. Everybody knows Bobby from Chicago. Great brother, and he also was able to receive a award with us this Sunday, acknowledging him as an African American role model, an image award. So that was really, really exciting to see him both nights.
I'm all about the positivity, all the positive things that's happening in Chicago. There's so much.
Yes.
That's what this podcast is about.
Yes.
That's all I want to talk about is all the great things. Do you have any other events going on, or you have another male mentoring program that you want to tell us about?
Oh, before I do forget, for the Bulls event, we had Reginald Armstrong partner with us for the Fireside Chat, so he made that possible for us. I don't want to forget about that. So that's very important.
Okay.
Yeah. As far as the mentoring program, we have the city of Chicago. We got a grant from the city of Chicago to work with 40 males in the Washington Heights community. And these males are from 7th grade to 9th grade. And basically what we want to do is make sure they stay on the right track and provide mentoring for them. So actually we brought about all of them out to the Bulls game last Saturday. But they're doing phenomenal work. We partnered with an organization called Hip Hop Detox. Mm-hmm. And we've been doing mentoring with them for the last 2 years.
What is Hip Hop Detox?
So Hip Hop Detox is truth without boundaries, as he would say. but it's a program that basically works with youth, and they use hip hop as a medium to pull them back and to stay on track.
Go ahead.
They have this model called Males to Men, where they just kind of help with character development and helping young people grow up and mature. It's really important because a lot of times, particularly for us, we get students at the older level, 16 and 21, something like that. So they're working with younger kids because they're still in their more developmental years, more impressionable years. So you want to get them at that time where they can still have a good positive impact. Sometimes it's a little too late when they get older, but they're working with the younger population to help mold them as they come up.
Yeah, so actually our biggest mentoring program right now.
Yeah. And they brought out what, like 60 kids to 50
kids?
Yeah,
we brought the 40 that we had,
lot.
And then they brought their friends with them, and we just
had a
great time. Yeah, so
they brought a big group out to the
Bulls
thing. That was great.
Yeah. A lot of kids, they got a chance to kind
of
talk to the Bulls players.
Okay.
Meet some of the players. They got to watch their warm-ups and go on the court and everything like that. So that was
wow, and this is probably a lot of their first times attending a Chicago Bulls game.
Yes, it was a great experience.
Okay, this is annual. So if any of them want to get involved with the foundation, they have to go to the website. Is there any other information that we need to know of?
Yeah, I just want to, you can also look up, if you have a young adult 16 to 21 that's looking for a high school, it might be off track, or it just might be in a school and need a new setting, you can go to innovationshs.org and look at our high school.
Okay.
As far as our other mentoring programs, we have several of them, but you have to meet different criteria for each one of them. I would encourage people to go to circlefound.org to see those programs. Look them up and see if you have a young adult that might fit into those programs. We're right now we're recruiting for about two of those programs. So
if you can't remember those websites, you can just call 312-999-9360.
Okay.
If you can't remember that, I'm really
it's
not
the,
sure how
see,
to
I, it's the Circle Found. It's the CircleFound.
Yes.
.org.
And innovationshs.org. HS.org.
So that's Innovations High School, but yes. that's HS.org. Yes.
Yes. I was okay. really hoping y'all weren't going to spell that long word. Like, Innovations HS.
Okay, gentlemen. Well, I thank you so much for stopping by Shypedia Podcast, Mr. LaShawn Jackson and Omar Moore, the co-founders of Circle Foundation.
Yes, we really appreciate you having us up here. We love your show, keeping it positive. Don't forget about our gala. Check us out. Go to circlefound.org. Just find out more about that. We will love your support. Even if you're not attending, all your money is going to help these youth and bring support services for them.
Right. And we get your t-shirt.
Right, you're an official Phoenix after today.
All right. Thank you, gentlemen.
Thank you. Thank you.